The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord was ever led by God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whether it be in today's Gospel, the age of 30 years, into the desert to be tempted, or at the age of 12 years, into the temple to teach. And why? Why, his only care was ever to do his Father's business, and not the devil's business. The devil wanted to know if he were the Messiah, the promised one, the Son of God, but that was none of his business. In the temple, our blessed Savior even gently rebuked Our Lady and Saint Joseph. It was not even his mother's business or his foster father's business, only his Father's business. Didst thou not know I must be about my Father's business? Why was he led by the Holy Ghost into the desert or into the temple? Well, might we ask that question? For he was led to both places in order to ask questions and to solicit answers. Remember, this is the classical ancient method of teaching, the method that was employed by Socrates. Our Savior himself employed it during his public life. Even today, the Jews, with their religion of the Talmud, are taught to ask four questions about every text and then to argue about them. Even today in the great universities at Harvard, say, their law school seminars are founded upon the asking of questions and arguing over answers. Consider this. This is an excellent way to argue, especially with someone who is a little on the difficult side. Instead of you proposing your solution, you ask him questions. It can be very useful with teenagers in particular or other truculent types. Just ask them questions. There's a wisdom there. Now, the devil, by his questions in the desert, wanted an answer to his curiosity, and it was denied him. At the agony in the garden, Satan is still wondering. And throughout the whole of the Passion, until close to the crucifixion, finally does he begin to realize that our Lord truly is the Messiah, the Son of God. Now our Lord, by his questions, wanted the Jews, the teachers, the doctors in the temple, to get to the answer, to get to himself. He wanted to bring them to him, for Jesus is the Messiah. He is the truth and the way and the life. Or at least our Lord wanted, again gently, to get these leaders of his people thinking in these terms. Now, think of our sorrowful mother in this third sword to enter her soul. She, too, had been led by the Spirit to the desert, the place of spiritual trial. The desert in Scripture always stands for that. She was taken to a place in order to prepare, even as her son suffered the 40 days fast in order to prepare for his public ministry. She now, by this suffering of the 3 days loss of Jesus in the temple, prepares for the 3 days loss of Jesus in the tomb, the terrible Triduum, when our Savior will be dead and buried in the earth. Consider her sufferings, and don't forget those of dear Saint Joseph. The tears, the why, the terrible questions they must have asked themselves and each other over and over again as they desperately searched for our Lord. Consider our Blessed Lady's profound humility. Had she displeased God? Is that why our Lord withdrew himself from her? Consider their parental anxiety. Where could the boy be? If only I had done this, oh, I should have done that. Any parent could easily understand their worry. And in addition, as we contemplate this third sorrow, remember that our Lord withdrew, Mary of Agreda tells us, some graces and some comforts from Mary's soul, so that she could the better taste a true, if transitory, bitterness. St. Alphonsus tells us that most of all, her suffering consisted in this, that Jesus was gone. As we say in our sorrowful Mother Novena, for Our Lady in her desolation at her last sorrow, at the other sorrows, but then his presence could in a measure sustain thee. Now art thou wholly desolate, O lonely bitterness. This was the foretaste given to Our Lady during her third sorrow, O lonely bitterness. St. Alphonsus says, one devout religious, the Blessed Benvenuta, meditating on this sorrow and wanting to experience a bit of it herself, asked Our Lady for that grace. Our Lady vouchsafed it. She appeared. She placed Jesus into her arms. And then Our Lady disappeared, and with her the baby Jesus. She came back some days later to say, the sorrow you suffered then was nothing in comparison with what I suffered when our Lord withdrew himself from me for those 3 days. When Mary and Jesus, after 3 days, find Jesus in the temple, now they understand the answer to all of their questions. They understood not the word that he said unto them, the fathers of the church tell us, that they understood not, refers not to Our Lady and Saint Joseph, but rather to the doctors of the temple. Oh no, Our Lady and our Lord and her virginal spouse, Saint Joseph, they understood perfectly. But what a moment of suffering came with that understanding. Our Lady, as she hears the dialogue, she follows the questions and the answers, realizes that the doctors of the temple must, by the law, either conclude that her son is the Messiah and to be followed, or a blasphemer and to be put to death. But now it is again the mother's time, and she puts a stop to the father's business by asking a question. She intervenes, son, why hast thou done so to us? Dennis the Carthusian says, this was not a rebuke, but a loving complaint. And he answers that question, our Lord does, still the teacher, with another question. How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? The father's business occupied 3 days there in the temple, 3 days of merciful teaching in anticipation of his 3 years of public ministry, 3 days to mark Christ's legal manhood as he had attained his 12th year. But now he goes down with them to Nazareth and is subject to them, back to 30 years of his mother's business, back to the hidden life of Nazareth, prayer and work and poverty and great joy in the Holy Family and sorrow too. These 30 years thus sanctified for the majority of his followers, his members, their life. Our Lord passed the majority of his years just as his followers, in their greater numbers, would pass their lives, hidden lives, but holy lives, and oh so significant. In conclusion, as we meditate upon these two Gospels, and we consider our Blessed Lady's third sorrow, consider her Son, her Jesus. How masterful are his responses against Satan in the Gospel of the first Sunday of Lent. How masterful are his questions to the doctors in the temple, leading all of those who would hear the truth, to come to him who is the way and the life and the truth. Consider Our Lady, by her sorrows of those 3 days, by the unanswered questions that tortured her heart, she participated in the great work of redemption, of saving souls. She knew that answer. She never didn't know it. She knew that she was now contributing her share, as it were, in the great work of her Son's redemption. Consider Jesus, true Son of Mary. Our Savior is always the very vision of meekness. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. His it is, this great teacher, who is God of God and light of light. His it is to obey the Lord his God. St. Paul goes so far as to write those daring words. He learned obedience, humility, through the things that he suffered. Our Lord fulfills the words of Scripture, in capite libri scriptum est de me. At the beginning of the book it is written of me, I come to do thy will, O God. Whether it be by obeying his father's business or his mother's, this good son to both is indifferent to either. This is the lesson, surely, of this first Gospel of Lent's Sundays. This is the lesson of the third of Mary's 7 sorrows. The Lord thy God shalt thou worship. Him only shalt thou serve. We conclude with the prayer of St. Alphonsus. O Blessed Virgin, why dost thou afflict thyself, seeking for thy lost Son? Is it that thou knowest not where he is? Knowest not that he is in thy heart? Art thou ignorant that he feeds amongst the lilies? Thou thyself hast said it, my beloved to me, and I to him who feedeth among the lilies. These thy thoughts and affections, which are all humble, pure, and holy, are all lilies which invite thy divine spouse to dwell in thee. Ah, Mary, dost thou sigh after Jesus? Thou who lovest none but Jesus, leave sighs to me and to so many sinners who love him not and who have lost him by offending him. My most amiable mother, if through my fault thy Son is not yet returned to my soul, do thou obtain for me that I may find him. I well know that he is found by those who seek him. The Lord is good to the soul that seeketh him. But do thou make me seek him as I ought. Thou art the gate through which all find Jesus. Through thee I hope also to find him. Amen.